Parshas Vayishlach Tovshin Ayin Vav. At least everybody knows how the Shmuzah starts every week. Okay, that part they get. Vayishlach. Vayishlach Yaakov Malochim Lefonav Leisav Ochiv Arzah Seir Sidei Edoim. Yaakov sends Malochim to Esav. Arzah Seir Sidei Edoim. Vayitzav Oisom Leimor. Koy Soimrun Lebeis Yaakov. So Koy Soimrun Laduni LeEsav. Koy Omay Adcho Yaakov Lovon Garti. I with the love on, and I delay till now. Obviously, the first kash of Yishlach Yach Malochim, Malochim Mamish. What does Rashi want to tell us? Send Mamish Malochim. In love and garti. The side, like Mr. Hashem Rashi was mechamed to the song. Mamlama Gadi was saying Mr. Jamarti. Hashem Rashi was mechamed. Mamlama Gadi Zok Rashi Gadi mit Targag mitzvahs. I kept all the Targag mitzvahs. Shkoyach. From the Rashi would seem that Yaakov was applying to yeshivas, to Feres Chaim, or to the Mir. It doesn't look like he's sending a message to Esav of a Rasha. Mr. Shamoti, that's really what Esav wants to know about this, right? That's the first thing on his mind, that if Yaakov kept the Tariq mitzvahs, and Esav was going through the Lo Silbash, then he was going through, he was counting on his hand which mitzvahs he kept. What's the point? Vayhili shor v'chamor tzoin v'evi v'shivcha. I'm just going to send 100 kashis and then we'll finish. No. Vayili shor v'chamor. Abba Omar li mital shemamish v'nei oretz. Rashi. My father said, mital shemamish v'nei oretz. The brachos of tal shemayim. Ein eloi min ha-shemayim v'nei oretz. These are not from the shemayim v'nei oretz. Zok Rashi, shor v'chamor. Rashi by a kash. He had a shor v'chamor. He had hundreds of shor. One shor and one chamor. So Rashi, Derech Eretz, Loi Mal Shvarim Harbe Shor. Now I'm going to tell you a nice pshat in Rashi, but it's not a beautiful. This I came. Rashi says Derech Eretz. It's a way of a person to say a Shvarim Harbe Shor, a measure of Shvar. So Rashi brings a riotous. Adam Oy Melchavei Roy. A guy says to you at night, oh, that's terrible. It's such a loud noise out now. He says, what's that noise? He says, Kora Tarnago. The tarnagel, the rooster crowed. One rooster crowed, 50 rooster crowed. So you see that even though, Kaladika Rashi, Pliya Tsuma, I don't understand. When you want to know if the rooster crowed, you want to know what that noise is. So it doesn't bother the guy if it's a one rooster, 10 roosters, 600 roosters. Here, he's telling Esau, I don't have too much. Hey, he has a lot. The Teretz is, Rashi's going with Lashitasa. I'd comment, what was itching Esau? It was itching Esav if he got the brachas. Rashi just said before, Zu ain't a minishamayim in aretz. So klapi Esav shorvachar, it doesn't matter how many I have shorvachar more, as long as not minishamayim in aretz. That's what he was trying to tell Esav. Zu lo ain't a minishamayim in aretz. So it's more like a pshat in Rashi, it's not in the hair in the pshat. But the Maisa, this whole thing, actually shorvachar more, we have to understand this whole exchange over here. What's he sending to Esav? So they come to Esav, they tell him the whole shtickle Torah. He's not impressed, Esav. Born of Esav Achicha, v'gam hoylech lekroscho, v'arba meis ish imoy, and he has a whole, Esav's coming with all his warriors, soldiers, he's ready. V'yiru Yaakov me'oy, Yaakov gets very afraid, v'yezi, he splits up the camps, and he has a plan. Okay. Then Rashi, the pasuk says in pasuk Yubeis, "Hatzileini no miyad ochi miyad Esav." Yaakov says. Finally, he comes, screams out, "Hatzileini no, save me miyad ochi miyad Esav." from my brother, from Esav. So the base of the way the Zohar says, we had it again. What we just had it again in our sugi and brachas a little bit about this. When the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, similar thing kufyud beis or kufyud tes, he brings it down that when a person davens by shol tzroch, you have to be very, very specific. The Zohar says from this part because it says miyad ochi miyad Esav. So here we learn that when you daven, you have to be very, very specific and say with clarity, total clarity, what you're davening for. You shouldn't stop daven general. You should say it's very clear because he said miyad ochi miyad Esav. You only had one brother, but so the Beis Halevi says, okay, that we understand. But what's the miyad miyad? What's the two miyad? Should miyad ochi Esav? What's miyad ochi miyad Esav? Affect the Beis Halevi. That's the Beis Halevi's kasha. I want to know a different kasha. Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Ki yorei anochi oiso pen yovo vihikani eim albonim. First of all, Hatzileni miyad ochi miyad Esav. What's saving from Yaakov Esav that he's going to want to steal my wallet? Of course, Esav is coming to kill him. So what does he have to add at the end? The whole thing's extra penny of it. Secondly, what's the kind of aim al rabbonim? He's not worried about himself. What's the aim al rabbonim? Why is he just emphasizing? He's in a comic, smite me. Aim al rabbonim. Mother and children. Hello? What about you? You're not worried about yourself? So you could say Pen Yovi Kani, Kani's me, Emal Bon is also, yeah, but it's Mashvi Kani, Emal Bon is Mashvi, the emphasis is Emal Bon. Okay. That's enough questions? Or should we continue? Think of more questions. Okay. So the Mahalach is Azera Boisai. The base of Levi's Mahab, I want to add to it this time. Oh, one more thing. It says that Yaakov prepared himself in three ways. Muhammad, battle, tefillah, Yidavin, and Doron, with a present. He bent the present. For a present. So the posture you learn, from here we learn, you saw that that's when you go out to battle, you need to do all three in postures. We're going to try to be mad, but maybe there's a deep understanding of these three. Why these three? And then we want to understand later on. We have a lot to understand here, but I don't know if we'll get through the question. But we want to understand later on when Yaakov is alone and he's battling the Malach. First of all, we spoke about this once. Also, what's the Malach coming dafka to get Yaakov? And also the interesting lashon how he says the Malach fought with him. Usually you start up with, even the Rashi says that this is the death when two people are struggling, but it's interesting. They like hugged each other. My mom hugged each other, and he had his hand around his back, and they were ovik because they were always like entangled. It was an entanglement. Why was that the way that they were fighting, Dafka? Adalusha Shachar, until the morning. Okay, we'll stop here. We can end with, okay. So the Maaseh, we're going to start with the Beis Halevi's Vort, which the Brother says is so important. Everybody say, the Halakha Beis Halevi. So up to Halakha Beis Halevi, what's the Pshat Hatzileni No Miyad Ochi Miyad Esav? You're touching a point you saw that everybody has to know. It says the Beis Halevi that Yaakov had two separate intentions in Hatzileni when he was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Bakosh Hatzileni. There were two separate bakashas over here. That's why it says miyad ochi miyad Esav. The Beis Halevi says yisoid, which is so pertinent to today and so pertinent to the doiris. Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esav. That Esav, which is the umas ha'olam, the umas ha'olam bekoyach the yetzahara, bekoyach the sitra acher, is obviously in a battle, in a war against Klal Yisrael. It's a war till eternity, and that first tafkid and the first mahalach, and that was for many, many doiris, was koyach of Esav, the koyach of war, the koyach to kill the guf, to kill the physical guf of Klal Yisrael. That the jealousy towards Klal Yisrael's greatness was something that the goy couldn't take. The Torah that we had, they couldn't stand, they wanted to get rid of the body. Loma nikro shmo Sinai, shemisham yod asinalum asa'olam. They have a hatred, that jealousy, which comes from, a hatred comes from the jealousy. They first want to destroy the body, the goof of Klal Yisrael. That, and that was for many generations, the Spanish regime, all the pogroms. That is the mahalach of the goyim, to destroy the Jew. But if that doesn't work, if that system is not doesn't work, as they see at the end, they see so if the Jew continues to exist, so the goy has plan B. Plan B is, if we can't take the Jew, if we can't take the Jew from this world, we'll take his Jewishness from the world. We'll go after his Yiddishkeit. And that was Esav's other plan. Esav, he knew he's going to try to get Yaakov, battle him. But if he can't get that, at least he's going to try to mashpi on him. His koich of hashkofes achayim, his koich of tumah, his koich of rishus. And if he can get that into Yaakov, he is successful in destroying the Yid. So the Beis HaLevi, that's the pshat. That's learning on me. Yad Ochi. Ochi wants to be my brother. How you doing, bro? Yeah, you're going down the block. We're such friendly. Me and my neighbor, Ivan, best friends. Go to the pub together every Wednesday night. Of course, I order only the kosher beer, and he gets the goyish beer, but we beer it up together. And there's no problem, we just watch football games together, that's all. Monday night football, that's all we do together. We clank the beers when there's a good pass. And I ask him to pass me those planters nuts, make sure it has the OU. And some nice pretzels. What are the names of those pretzels? Bavarian pretzels. With a heksher from the Yugavasa Rebbe. It's been nifted about 85 years ago. Still on the bag, his picture of the Yugavasa Rebbe. But anyway, we eat bagels and beer together. No harm, Rabbi. That's the koich of Esav. It's an ochiv, Dr. Beis HaLevi. And that is much more dangerous, Dr. Beis HaLevi. That's much more of a scare, because if you kill the Jew, so his neshama goes on. But if you take the Yiddishkeit out of the Yid, if you have a world in America, that Yidin, Rabbi Yisai, it's such a sad story, Rabbi Yisai. We think the worst thing that happened to the Jews and the Hizan, and I'm not chashash to diminish, if we go around with a pole, the microphone, all the year, and we're not Chas v'Shalom trying to diminish. Avada, the Holocaust was one of the most terrible things. Chas v'Chalila. But if you go around the room, the boys say, "You want to ask everybody, can you please give us your opinion, Mr. Sam Watson from the UJA?" Well, if you ask me, one second, let me get my keeper out, fold it up in his pocket. Fix your keeper, Sam. Oh, well, if you ask me, the most terrible thing that happened to the Jewish people is the Holocaust in Germany in 1939 to 1945. So many Yidden were killed. Tragedy. I think we have, you know, and thank the Lord that today we have the Jewish state. The Jews can live freely. No. Okay, Sam, take it away. But if you go around the room and ask Be'etzim, Achmon Litzlan, the Yidden, Halik Yidden, see your pictures, you probably go to your, if you go ask your grandparents to pull out pictures of their grandparents, I just saw it from my great Mamish Yidden, with Mamish Tznuim Gami, the wife, you couldn't even tell she was a woman, come on. And the man, what you, you know, the wife, her hair was so covered. You know, she didn't have a shaitel that looked like, you know, she was from the movies. She had so, if she had a shaitel, It was some mop that was used last week to wash the floor, and now it's strung out on her head. And the husband, a long beard. Everybody with the long beards. Everybody had beards. Hey, oh, I'm not so sure who have a beard. I don't know. You know, it's getting a little too long. Can't find the hair. Getting a little too long. I think I need to shave again. Long beards, everybody, the alta bubbies and the mamas and the bubbies and the tana and the zaydis, long, everybody with long beards. Big couples, big! Big couples, you come to America today, a Pepsi Cola bottle cap on his head. I swear to God, just recently I could, I barely see Pepsi Cola. I asked, what's your last, what's your name? Sprite? He has his name written on his kippah. A Pepsi Cola bottle cap. That's if he's lucky. Now they're coming out with beer bottle caps. A little smaller. Watch out for the edges. No cuts, please. That's how guys go. It covers the head. You need a microscope to find it. A planter's peanut. Ben a yid, echob a kippah. Big keepers, big keeper, the man with the Yiddish guy. They came to America, Ramazan. They came to America innocently. They were poor, they wanted to make money. I have my family, but he said, what's left? What's left? Zero! This one's married to a guy. This one's married to another guy. The Eilikloch! Here they are, the Alta Yid from the Eilikashtetl! And who are the Eilikloch? Jingle bells, bam, 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 bam. Sitting by the tree on December 25th. They put a picture of Zaydi on top of the Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, Zayda! We're the new generation! 999, Shem Yerachim. What's worse? It's a Rashi. Godol amachtio yoisim yahorgoi. Don't tell. Rabbi. Rabbi! It's getting too serious over here. Godol amachtio yoisim yahorgoi. The spiritual holocaust of America. Much worse, Rabbi Zah. Because Rahmana Litzlan and our heart goes out, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy in Europe, Rabbi Sai. But those Yidden who went singing into the gas chambers, Lo Aleinu, with such spirit singing. Rav Shach once said that there was a bunch of Yidden on Simchas Torah, and the Germans were leading them in Auschwitz to the gas chambers. And they asked the Germans, we need just 1 minute, we're ready to go, we understand where we're going. And the Yidden said, "Tying to Simchas Torah," and outside the gas chambers, they got into a circle and they sang Mo'ahavti Sorasecha, whatever sing they sang. They sang about the Torah, Rabbi said, before going in. Rav Shach once said, "Ah, he's jealous of those Yidden, Rabbi said." And they went to the death, Rachman Litzlan, torture, Rachman Litzlan, and our heart goes out. We're not trying to diminish Chas v'Chalila. Oh, but they have an eternity, Rabbi Sai. They have a next world. They have an Olam Haba forever and ever. But that ye, that kid, the Einikol of the Zayda, who's sitting in Wisconsin under the Christmas tree, whose son, he's a grandson through his father, from that Halakha Zayda, but his mother's name is Christine Stevenson. From Wisconsin, who met this man, the Zayda's son, he met him in college, University of Wisconsin. And it wasn't by the Hillel house either. And now they have a kid, Butch. Butch. Butch Berkowitz! A beautiful name! Butch, B.B., Butch Berkowitz, what a Jewish name. He's a guy. And no, Olam Haba, he's singing jingle bells with the Zaydi on top of the tree. What's worse? Zak Yaakov Avinu paskind. Hatzileni no miyad ochiv miyad Esav. The ochiv is much more dangerous than the Esav. Because if it's ochiv, the hashpo is ochiv, then it's forever. Gone. For eternity. Yeah, it's the Esav. Okay? It's terrible. It's sad. It's heart-wrenching. Oh, but he's sitting in the next world. La'olam void, b'gnenu ziv hashchina, sitting and learning Torah with the Ribbono shel Olam. Hatzileni no miyad ochiv miyad Esav. This is his tvila. And Esav was pounding away. We seized up the base of Levi. This was his plan. It was clear. Because eventually when Yaakov Avinu was able to subdue and Esav comes home and hugs him, what is Esav's next offer? He's not going to kill him now. Yaakov somehow got into his heart that he's not going to kill him. But let's travel together. Let's go for a beer together, you Jake. Me and you will travel together. Yaakov tells him, Ani, I have to go very, very slow. I don't want to keep Yaakov's plan. Yaakov's plan is that I can't travel with him. That's the second plan. That's the Ochiv. And it says, Esav was shov by Yoim Hahu. He went on that day. So it's basically, what did Pesach have to tell him he went that day? Who cares when Esav traveled? Speak to his travel agent. Don't put that in the Torah. Speak to, you know, do it for all travel. When Esav made his travel arrangements. Like, Yoshev by Yoim Hahu. Who cares when Esav traveled back? Just say, Esav shoved him Koimai. The next flight, Delta 199 to Rome. Who cares? It was beyond my own. But basically, no, the Torah is telling you that Yaakov was Zoicha, that on that day itself, he was able to get rid of Yaakov. He left right away. The Koyach of Yaakov was Tefillah. About to let him know me, Yaakov, me, Yaakov. But the Tefillah worked. And Yaakov, you know, was Zoicha. But it's the Lima Ledoiva, Sabaisa. I want to be mechadish this year. Nochak neitzur b'isa. I want a time that there was a third plan that Yaakov was worried about. Pen yovoi v'yikani eim alboni. This is my own chiddush b'isa. Al derech habeis alevi. The first plan was to harm the body of Klal Yisrael. The second hand was getting into the ruchnius of Yaakov Avinu. The third plan, according to my pshat, there was a nochak neitzur. If I can't mamash get into Yaakov's ruchnius, pen yovo v'yikani aim, the remez here I want to say is, pen yovo v'yikani aim alabonim, to attack the chinuch of Klal Yisrael. The aim alabonim represents the family life and the chinuch of a Jewish home. And Yaakov Avinu knew that if he couldn't get mamash attack the Yiddish guy, destroy him, but at least go for the chinuch. So the Esav would go for the chinuch of Klal Yisrael. When he saw the tremendous, unbelievable chinuch that Yaakov had for he put in his sons. As the Pasuk said, like, when he saw the kids, he said, Mi'ela Allah, who are these kids? What do you mean? He couldn't figure it out. Well, just wives over there. Oh, let's figure this out, Esav. He was a pretty smart guy. There's wise women and their kids. Maybe Yaakov has a gun, Yeladim! What do you mean? Who are these people? Well, Esav, are you an intelligent person? There's a man, and there's woman, and there's kids. What is it? The fire department. What do you mean, what is it? These are his wives. Those are his kids. Wow. What's going on? Mi'el aloch. He saw the purity. He saw the beauty. He saw his kids kicking him in the shins. And saying, shut up, dad. You have nothing to say. I don't want to talk to you. Okay. No, I'm not starting up with you. Yeah, his son has a slingshot aimed at his father's head. And he sees Yaakov's kids. Such purity. Such beauty. That's the purity of the Jewish home that raises the children from the aim to the bonim. The young years, they raise those children to live the spiritual life. So if I can't get Yaakov Avinu, I'm at least to try to attack the chinuch. Get it in, the chinuch, the goyish chinuch. Let's learn about Shakespeare. Let's put all the impurities. And I'm not trying to say that if it's necessary, it's necessary, but that a person has to have the knowledge and get it so involved, the chinuch, the goyish chinuch, Rabbeinu. We have to, at a young age, we got to get those kids to see Mickey Mouse. Make sure you have we're not going to get a tell. No TV. We made up at the chinuch day. On date 4, no TV. We were programmed from our Rebbe. Didn't say no TV. But we have to have a little thing, you know, my wife is work, and the kids must watch Mickey. Mickey and Minnie. They must see it. This is a chiyuv d'oraisa she'ein gon, and they have to be learned with what's his name? The bird. What was that bird? The bird.
Sesame Street.
How can my kid not grow up and learn the ABC with Oscar? It's not shayach. He won't know anything if he doesn't learn. See the stupidity of Sesame Street and learn stupidity from that stuff. They have to see it. Come on, Rabbi. You're getting extreme over here. What could be harmful about Sesame Street? What could be harmful? That's the kach or the ploy, the chinna. Get him into watch Sesame Street. Then he gets it. It's not the Sesame Street. I don't know what goes on in Sesame Street. Who knows what they have today on Sesame Street? Who knows comes out on Sesame Street? Shirley comes out on Sesame. Somehow she gets involved in the Sesame Street. But they get in the Sesame Street. Okay, it's not harmful. A, B, C, D. But then they get into it, slowly, the Sesame Street, and they have to do the next level of show, TV shows, and slowly the kid is sitting there by the television. He comes home, that's all he wants to see. But that's the chinuch, that's the aim al-bonim. Pen yovav yikani, aim al-bonim. And Ulai, Rabbi said, that could be the three things that Yaakov prepared. He prepared for Muhammad, Keneged, Mr. Basley, this is my own Keneged, the Guf, for Tefillah, he prepared Keneged, the Neshama, Tefillah, and the Doron, Rabbi said, that was the presence. Because that would represent their Chinuch, Rabbi said. What's their Chinuch all about? Giving presence. That's the whole Chinuch by the Goyim. It's not about thing, everything's about buying things for the kid. Spoiling him rotten, and by the time he's 7 years old, that's their chinuch, Rabbi Yisai. The whole chinuch is based on getting presents for the kid. The kid must have this, and the kid must have that. Every doyrin represent the presents. That's their chinuch. Here, take your chinuch here, and this is your chinuch. That's the doron. Pen yovo v'yikani eim al bonim. And this Yaakov was terribly afraid of. If he's not going to get the goof, and he's not going to get my neshama, or the adults, he's not going to attack us, he's not going to go in it. But maybe he's going to try to attack the chinuch. And the generation, they're going to go after the chinuch. And that's what Yaakov says, V'anias na lo li'iti. We do it very, very slow over here. The regal ha'melechol, the regal ha'bonim, my children. Yaakov was hinting, we can't even go with you with the kids. The chinuch, we have to stay far away from it, Rabbi Yisrael. The hashpah of the goy, Rabbi Yisrael. This is something, and that could be what Yaakov was telling me at the beginning. Esav, don't think you can have any hashpah on me. I lived with Lavan, in Lavan Garati, Visayad Mitzvah. I lived with the guy who's mamash, the biggest Rosh Merusha, the biggest trickster, the guy's involved in every. And I brought up this family over there. Don't think you're going to be able to have the hashpah. Don't think. That's what I'm coming from. Esav still said he's coming, so Yaakov davened, you never know. But that was his point, Rabbi Yisrael. Yishlof Yach Malochim, Malochim Mamash, on the Madrig, I could send Malochim. I'm so spiritual, though I went out into the world, I wasn't affected. V'sayag mitzvah shomorti. I kept all the mitzvahs. I kept everything. And the Ikka, where Yaakov told him, and he exchanged. How did Yaakov do it? Because Esav was taka, you know, still was the exchange they made. Esav says, Yaakov, I don't want to take the present. Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. I have plenty. I don't want more presents. We have everything. We don't need to spoil him. No, take more. You want more. Because Rav means I have a lot. I want more. But Archinach is Yeshli Koyach. Yaakov says, I have everything. We don't need anything. And therefore, I'm giving you the presents. Because you can mechanch your kids with Yeshli Rav, get them more, and get them more. Rabbi Sai, what's the chinuch, a Chanukah? Everybody says it became like, you know, their holiday. Everybody goes out, and it's chas v'shom, there's an Ian to buy. We're not saying nah, but that's what it became. Oh, it became a whole goyish holiday. We're eating, man, when I grew up, what's the pay Chanukah? If we go out and buy a Chanukah gift. Everybody must get a toy. Even little one-year-old Yankee has to get a new a rattle that talks to you. It talks to you. How you doing, Yankee? The rattle talks to you. They come out now with the new rattles. The talkable rattle. Because we have to get presents. And we have to spoil the kid because they run. And Chas V'Shalom is in a prayer to show that a person does well and to bribe him to be able to want to learn Torah. There's a Makor in the Gemara, but stop to give because we want to have more and more and more. It's heresh, Rabbi Yisrael. All the kids, Rabbi Yisrael, I see it, all the kids that were spoiled, rotten, they got all what they want as a kid. Rachmanah today, Rabbi Yisrael, where are they? They're not sitting and learning Torah. They're looking for more gifts. You got any more presents, Dad? My guy told me, Rebbe, I had such a hard time. I remember Talmud Baruch Hashem today. He worked on us. I said, he went to Koilo. For his 15th birthday, his father was a rich man. His 15th birthday, he told me, he lived in Canada. So, you know, the rule is you can drive right at 15, get your license. He got a convertible. A fancy convertible car is waiting outside with the ribbon for his 15th birthday. That his car was more expensive than the car my parents ever had. His 15th birthday, sitting there with a convertible. He says, "You know how many insurance I had in my life afterwards? Of course, Yesh Lik Rav. All you want is more and more, more presents and more presents." Yaakov Avinu says, "Yesh Lik Koil." I always wanted to tell you, what's the pshat yeshvi koil? How do you supposed to say have everything? So if a person lives a Yiddish life, he understands that Ezu Asher HaSameh B'chalkoi, that's the pashat, that's how a person who's an Asher, not he who has the most money. HaSameh B'chalkoi, that's yeshvi koil, I have everything because he has, but there's a nachak nature, but I wanted to tell you. On the pasuk says, "V'somachta b'chol ha'toiv." We said it over. So the pasuk, "What's somachta b'chol ha'toiv?" Famous Orachaim Hakodesh. Toy is referring to Torah. She'ilu hoy bnei adam magishim ba'reivus u'mesikus ha'toiv. People would realize the sweetness and the gishmak of toiv ha'toiv. Hoyu mishtagi, and they would go out of their kelim. They would run after with such enthusiasm. All the gold and silver in the world wouldn't be nechshav to them anything. So it's unbelievable. Yaakov Aminu is midas ha-Torah. That's where the Malach attacked him. Malach attacked Yaakov, he's the midas HaTorah. Torah is Yeshli Koil, you have everything in Torah. Ki HaTorah Koilo Kol HaTorah Shepo Olam Sokhtar HaKol. That's why a person really gets into Torah, he has everything. Like Avinu says, this is my chinuch. We have everything. We don't need any doi roinos, any anything. And this is the struggle with the Malach goes after him also, Vayi Ovek. The Chazal, he entangled him. He held on to him. It was the word that he was trying also, the Hashpah of the Yetzirah, to try to bring him in. And Yaakov doesn't let. This is the limud of Rabbi Sai. This is the Yisurit. This has to be learned in Rabbi Sai. The Goyim are after us in every which way, whether it's the body, and we have to prepare for that, where's the Neshama. They want a Neshama's Rabbi Sai, and we don't see it. We think, okay, Rabbi, this was a shmooze maybe for the beginning of the generation. We came to New York, we weren't prepared. First of all, the spiritual Holocaust all over America, Rabbi Sai. The Yidden that don't even know they're Jewish. But even the Yidden, Rabbi Sai, who are living in Shmorrow Park and Flatbush, the Hashkofers, Rabbi Sai, today, the Hashkofers are Chmol Itzlan. Baruch Hashem, there's a big Oyers went to the Yemir Yachikal. People come to learn, but this, what are they living for, Rabbi Sai? What are they living for? What's in their minds? What's the Hashkofis? The Hashkofis is from the guy that the person who has the most money is the most chashiv. They're getting more possessions, owning this type of car. And that, where does that come from? Because that's a Torah-ridic Hashkofa, having the nicest car on the block. Where does that come from? Where does it come from that when you open up your refrigerator, there's a chandelier inside? Where does it come from? Make sure to turn off the chandelier before Shabbos. What do you need a chandelier? It doesn't even light so good. To see the cottage cheese. What do you need it for? What do you have it for? Billions of dollars, billions. What is it going for? You know how much Torah you can support in Chas V'Shalom? There's a lot of people supporting Torah. I'm not talking about that. But what's the Hashkofa, Rabbi Sai? What's the Hashkofa? What am I out there for? What am I working so hard? To support Torah. Yeah, but what's that new pool they're building out? You already have an indoor-outdoor. Indoor-outdoor, the third type of pool. Which has indoor-outdoor. You already have those three types of pools. I do my work to support Torah. What are you building a tennis court? You're 75 years old. Wheelchair tennis. What are you doing it for? She could tell your neighbor. She could tell the world. She could be on Forbes 500, a picture of you in your wheelchair with your new tennis racket. What do you have to get $750 socks? Just one sock. I'm not talking about the other sock yet. The pair goes for $1,500. Socks! I'm not exaggerating, Rabbi Sai. Gold down the side of the sock. No one's seeing your sock! What do you have to have $10,000 shoes? $10,000. One pair. And he's only wearing it just for one night. $10,000 shoe. Why? What do you need it for? That's a Hashkofas HaTorah. We don't even realize it. What was it? We need so much. That's Yesh Lirab. That's Esav. That's the Koyel of Esav. Okay. I go to shul every Shabbat. Rabbi, I wear my Borsellino hat. When there's a better brand that just came out. $2,000 hat. With a pin in it. Gold pin, my name on it, Abe Friedman. That pin itself cost $23,000. Come to shul, everybody knows Abe Friedman. And your tie pin, I'm Shabbos, and my tie pin, $36,000. Gold plated tie pin. What do you need that all for? Goes to Rabbi. This is not the shmooze. He's a Shomer Shabbat. He goes to the Dava Yoimi every day with his $36,000 pin. He falls asleep on the pin. It has electric sensors, the pin. If you get too close, you don't get dirty. He wakes up right away for the electric sensors. and a $36,000 pin in his tie. So at least he gets up, he bobbles up for a few minutes. And he eats only shkruva for the best of Hesher, the Nevasa Rebbe's Hesher. He's like this with the Gerer Rebbe. So what are you bothered by? So he has a $36,000 pin. Shkof is Esav. The guy has got intos, and it might not be now, but the kids, generations and generations, Rabbi Yisrael. And to top it off, Rabbi Yisrael, it has to be mentioned, but I saw in the Rabbi Yashar book that you're reading now, from the time of creation, Rabbi Yisrael. This is Rabbi Yaakov from Rabbi Yashar. There hasn't been something as bad, as more dangerous than the internet and all that stuff, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody has it, Rabbi Yisrael. You go to in America, they all whip it out, that phone, with every single thing on it, Rabbi Yisrael. What a danger, Rabbi Yisrael. What a koyach Esav knows at the end of the battle, Rabbi Yisrael. It's getting close to Alois HaShachar, and the darkest part of night is right before Alois HaShachar, and the Yitzhar is throwing it all out now. He wants to knock out as many as he can, because he knows we're coming to that end, Rabbi Yisrael, and he's throwing it out, Rabbi Yisrael, with all the fears, Rabbi Yisrael. It used to be a guy, okay, schmutz, bad stuff, nothing good, you had to go here, got a little closer. Now he's in the base, and he has it in his pocket, Rabbi Yisrael. Every single thing, in one touch of a button, he could be Yuri L'Tahoyim, Rabbi Yisrael. What a danger, Rabbi Yisrael. What a shkofa Esav. Take it, Esav's mamish misavik with him. He's misavik. He's in your bosom. Right here, the bosom. He's right there, the pocket. Rabbi, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, we only eat kosher French fries. And our house is 100% kosher. We learn every day with the rabbi, and everything's okay. Just one second, I just got an email from my secretary. She wants to see me tonight. Just a minute. I'm on chat with 17 women in the neighborhood. We talk about hashkafa together. Oh boy, they talk about hashkafa. But I'm a kosher Jew. Here's my tzitzit. Look, beautiful tzitzit. And right next to it, the tzitzit, Rabbi Yisrael, which the tzitzit represent, Rabbi Yisrael. What is it that Mishnah Berurah says? The Eved Hashem subdued the hashkafa, that I'm a servant of Hashem. Right next to it on the belt. Right there. Giant, big, a big machine. How much nachas Hashem has. V'nosnu al kanfei bigdeichem. A big piece over here. And if he's lucky, he can have it on both sides. And if he's really lucky, al arba ksuschem. This phone and that phone, everybody has it. With everything on it, Rabbi Yisrael. V'yeovik ish imo. He's hugging it, Rabbi Yisrael. I was recently with a Baal Bas, I was speaking to him. He told me he shuts it off every second, but he can't, Rabbi, I can't help every second pulling it out. And they all have it, Rabbi Yisrael. Okay, the business, and we're not getting into the whole shtickl toys. They have to do the business. Rabbi Yisrael, what's on that machine? Hashem Yerachim. Hashem Yerachim. How many kids and how many people was mapil? And how many marriages it ruined, and how many situations destroyed, and how much Esav's hashkafa, Rabbi Yisrael. I just read the New York Times articles. Who's writing those articles, Rabbi Yisrael? Professor HaKoifer HaGodol Shehoya Ba'olam Ha'olam. And just in the toilet, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm just reading the New York Times article from Professor Sam Winston, the Koifer HaGodol, Rabbi Yisrael. And lo and behold, after stepping out of the restroom, I have a different hashkafa achayim. What can I do? It was a long time in there. I read the article 3 times. And now he has different hashkafa. Pepsi Cola bottle cap on his head. I think Pepsi is what the world was created for. That's why I wear a Pepsi Cola bottle cap on my head. What happened to you, Yisachar? You were such a good Talmud and Yeshiva. Well, Rebbe, you know. I know! You were in the toilet with the phone, reading the New York Times article. And now, it's Pepsi Cola time! Shem Yerachim. And we were so, walking around. Come on, you have the phone, you don't have the phone. We're not taking sure the way you speak to your local Orthodox rabbi if you should have the, when you need it, when you need it. But Hashem Yerachim, Rabbi Yisrael. Hashem Yerachim. So, Rabbi Yashim, from the time of creation, there has been not known. There hasn't been a device, something that has been more harmful. The Yetzirah is more than this koyach of this thing, Rabbi Yisrael. It's unbelievable. People are walking around with it day and night, on it all the time, seeing everything going on. And this and that. I'm not saying there's certain things that they use, because, but the Ra, the terror, Rabbi Yisrael, maybe it can control. I'm not getting into that, Rabbi Yisrael. But look, this is Esav, this is the Beis HaLevi. And we have to cry our eyeballs out. Because you could be an innocent guy, and you happen to be an Avreich in Yeshiva Shmir, and you don't even wear a tie. You wear just a very, you tuck your buttons till the top, if you can close it. And your mom is a frum guy with your porcelain hat. And Sofa Sheldover, your wife, just happened to get it. She had to get it. Why? Her boss said she had special takonis. Number one, it never come. 2 months later, there he is. Yisachar Belchbaum, the masvid of the mir, and he's watching Mickey Mouse. Just Mickey Mouse. Old times, my youth, the chinuch of old times. And then it starts with this, and starts, before you know it, with stories of what they're looking at the worst things, of what be a good choshev avreich, of what I know stories. What happened? It's her, Hatzileino, the Ochiv. Oh, my good friend, Esav. How you doing? Howdy doody time. And just a little slip, but this came in, and that came. I know families, everybody said, just a little bit, just bring this in. Small little, and then totally downhill from then on in. Rabbi Yisrael, we have to stand up and cry the Ahatzilenino. And remember, first we have to Ahatzilenino for the Arabs out there. It's a terrible sakon. Rachmon Litzlan, Ahatzilenino miyad Esav. Not Esav, it's Yishmael. But Rabbi Yisrael, who's crying these days? And I'm not saying Chas V'Shalom. We have to cry out. They put up Tehillim over here. Beglav Hamatzav. Over here it says in many shuls. I don't know why they're not doing it. Beglav Hamatzav every day. When you hear Hashem Yirachem. Hashem should watch over us. But I have a question about that. What about all those guys, and all those Avreichim, and all those Bachrim, who are watching at night, just watching some innocent moves? These. Just an innocent, Rabbi Sai. Well, I'm telling you one thing. After that movie, he's not innocent anymore. And this guy's geschmetted, and that guy geschmetted. A guy told me, he came to a deer over here, Bachrim. I'm sorry for going so long with it, but this needs so much chizuk, Rabbi Yisrael. And whoever could get involved in making chizuk in the sinyon, in the neighbor, in their friends. A guy told me he's made a rule in his dira. A good guy, a good bach, a rule in his dira. No phones whatsoever. This guy spending 2 hours in the bathroom every night. All of a sudden he has stomach cramps at the same time every night. And there's always noises coming out of there. It doesn't sound like it's coming from his stomach. It's crazy noises, loud noises. I don't know what's in there with him, but he seems to be, it's there, and he's watching, and this, and that guy, and this guy, and that guy. What's that? Tehillim. We have to make Tehillim groups. Hatzileni Noam, we had Ochiv Tehillim groups, what's that? The Esav, we also have to daven for, Hashem Yirachem, the Matzav is Noira. But where's the Hatzileni? Where are the Tehillim groups crying our eyeballs out for us and our children, what's that? You know, you're living in a generation where you see it even now. Where I say, what's going to be with the next generation? They're trying to make more technology be so easier, but to get it and to have it, they're not going to make those phones anymore. Asus is going to make, can only, if you want to have a phone, you can only have, who knows why, in America today, I don't think they even have a thing called the kosher phone. Every single person has it. The guy told me Ramin, Rosh Hashivas have it. The Asus has gotten in, I was saying. So what's going to be with our children and our grandchildren, the generation, I was saying? eyeballs have to start crying out. We're worried about Butch Berkowitz in Wisconsin. What about our Einik little person? What's going to be with them? With the phones and the things and what technology? How are they going to have a chance, everybody said? The only way, everybody said, is for us to stand up and cry our eyeballs out and be wary of it. That's the lady, you know, me had Ochiv, me had Esav, to be strong and adamant. Don't let things into your house. If you have to, it has to be with Mamish, a Rav, and be very strong about it, everybody said. Because Chas v'chalil, that's Esav's Ikrin. Just a little bit, let's go together. Let's get a little bit shaykhis. If we do it, we cry our eyeballs, we daven for it, we work hard to prevent it. We raise Hashem, Hashem will see our effort. We zoichi hatzilini, no miyad ochim, miyad Esav. We zoichi to win the battle. To hila lois hashachar, Yaakov Avinu, to be successful. We zoichi to walk into the next world with that feeling, ah, look at the Hanani and the Kimi Eshli Koil. I have everything. I have Torah. And that's the Eitzer us to fight it, Rabbi Sad. If you feel you're missing, oh, what happened today? What happened? What's going on in New Mexico City? I want to know if there was somebody ate in a restaurant in New Mexico right now and he had chopped liver and his stomach. Who cares what's going on here and what's going on there? Even if what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Sad. Shashem Yirachem, you want to know, you want to diamond beautiful, but everybody, you know, oh, what's going on? Let's go see Yeshiva World News, and we go to this, and go to that station, that's it. Shashem Yirachem, but who, what do we have to know these things? What, it's the Yitzhahara trying to get in, you know, more knowledge of her. What's the difference exactly? Are you diamond for the guy, or just want to be able to tell everybody that you know the information? If you know MS, what's the void while you're looking at it? Because you really want to know what's happening? But let's say you do, whatever. It's such a danger, but it's that. So we have to daven and work hard, Rabbi Zay, to keep it out, keep it away, and win that battle, Rabbi Zay. So how do you win it, Rabbi Zay? If you feel you always need to know things, all, but if you have everything, if you have koil, if you have Torah, really, it's emes, Rabbi Zay. You have sugis ha-gemara, you have Torah, you have koil, you don't need to know everything. You have koil, you have everything. If you feel you're missing, then you always want more, you want more presence, you need more. But if you have koil, Rabbi Zay, to be stabbed to Torah, to mind the Yiddishkeit, we're called to keep it out, and we zeichu to win the battle. When we met Hashem, we'll win that battle. We'll stand proud. And Kodesh Baruch Megala, Alois HaShachar, we'll stand proud as emissaries and the people who gave over the Messiah and kept the Messiah. We zeichu to have that, give Hashem that nachas, and we'll have the nachas for ourselves. Our grandparents will look on us with such pleasure that we kept the Messiah. We zeichu to see Alois HaShachar and Mashiach Zekeim here in Amen.